The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. There's another major announcement today, and that is the secret casualties, and you can see this at Drudge Report. It's a New York Times article. The secret casualties of Iraq's abandoned chemical weapons. Well, no, it's not the chemical weapons. It's the people that served in the military. Now is the first time they are really making an admission. The chemical weapons were used in this. They're talking about the second Gulf War, but let me tell you, the real story is the first Gulf War. They're talking about from 2004 to 2011. The really bad stuff happened in 1990, in the first Gulf War, which I've been telling you all along, and I have been criticized hugely. I mean, the DOD has worked overtime to try and destroy my reputation, and now it's come out. Now it's being known, at least the second Gulf War. Let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Dave?
Oh, yeah, Joyce, I'd like to tell everybody to go to Truth Sector, I think it's .net or .org, and no more fake news to get, you know, some information about the Ebola. And I think everybody needs to call their sheriff, get a group of people and say, you're not going to be put in a FEMA Ebola camp under no circumstances. You know, to cut the, to head this off at the pass, and because this is just a perfect cover story to get us all into FEMA camps. And I was just wondering, what did they do with Mr. Duncan's dead body? Did they cremate it, or what did they do with it?
They haven't really told us, but pretty much they believe that the body was going to be cremated until we heard a second story that said, well, the family may not want him cremated. They may want him just put in a casket and placed in the ground, which doesn't make any sense either. But so we don't really know. And I don't think they're going to ever tell us the truth. And I don't know. I don't know how much of this is real. What I do know is they're planning for something. And if it were me, I mean, I've got my bracelet that says vaccines contraindicated. It's an emergency bracelet with that little red emblem on it, and it says vaccines contraindicated. And I would think very hard about getting one of those from the Power Mall. And I think they have them out there in necklaces also. They also have them for children. We have some small ones for children, too, that they can wear to school or whatever. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it, and you are absolutely on target. The Dow is now in the negative 109 points as we speak. And a couple of people had some interesting things to say. Let's see here. Bill said the summons of 501c3 churches must be complied with. Remember we were talking about the Houston church? The summons of 501c3 churches must be complied with. And he said that was the purpose of Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson when he created 602c3. And he said he also believes that the dollar will soon collapse. A lot of others of you are emailing me. George Freund in Canada says, isn't that interesting that people at the rubber plant did not get Ebola? Could there be something about the rubber tree itself that protects them from Ebola? I mean, that's really thinking outside the cage and a very interesting good thought, too. What if the rubber tree is the answer? So a lot of people are thinking about what's happening, and we're going to have Deborah Tavares in this next hour. I'm sure she's going to have some thoughts on the extenuating circumstances surrounding Ebola, and I encourage you to listen to this next hour also. It's so sad that people are being played like this. That's what scares me. And remember, ultraviolet light kills everything. Ultraviolet light. You know, I'm going to ask Rosie to call Better Air and ask them if that will work. And also, what about ozone? I got information that ozone and those little Nature Clean machines that I put all my food in, that would be something to have too. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Deborah Tavares joining us. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Ryland. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. The stock market is down to 138 now. This is if you're listening live to the program, and many of you order the programs of Deborah Tavares because she is so amazing in her documentation. But today, if you're listening, it is 15 October 2014. And Deborah Tavares is a third-generation land developer of residential construction. She's been self-employed, family-operated business over 30 years. She got involved in real estate and found out after she was required to do environmental impact reports and all kinds of things that there was this thing called United Nations Agenda 21. Then she became involved with the smart meters. She has done extensive research on anything and everything. She is like the ultimate researcher. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today at the Power Hour.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. My concern for everyone that's listening is while we are being distracted and hit with so many redundant systems that are causing increased fear and crisis, that's going to cause many decisions to be made that are not in our best interest, of course not. And right now, also on top of all of the other fears of Ebola, which also, by the way, talks about Ebola in the NASA war document, and I'll just allude to that quickly because I've got to cover this massive land and water grab that's coming down right now, and it's escalated at warp speed. but in the NASA war document pertaining to Ebola. And you can get to this document, www.stopthecrime.net. Everything on our website is a free download. And if you're unable to download for free, you can contact a print shop that will reproduce these documents for the cost of printing and shipping by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. But just very quickly, regarding Ebola, on page 51 of the NASA war document that we have on the top of the home page, on page 51, it talks about fingerprintless bioweapons that would be used. And, of course, these are all part of the silent weapons systems that we're facing in multiple fronts right now, but for germ warfare. And they say often fingerprintless bio-scattering of bioweapons, and they will be using, of course, we know the chemtrails, but they talk about bacteriological viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, toxins, and hormone regulators. And they say that this will be fatal to disabling short to long term in scale. Direct and undetectable binary effects, and it will also hack our genome. The next page in the NASA war document on page 52 talks about some interesting bioweapon possibilities, and they're going to talk on this page about aflatoxin, which is a fungus that grows to produce poison that causes cancer. Of course, we know chemtrails are heavily laden with funguses, and et cetera. But then they talk about airborne varieties of germ warfare, Ebola and Lassa, L-A-S-S-A, airborne varieties. They go on to tell us binary agents distributed via imported products, vitamins, clothing, and food. Interesting, when you look at toxins in clothing, you'll find that in the actual thread of the clothing, you will now find nanoparticles. This works their way into our skin. So we have to really think about where our clothing is produced, where it's coming from. Another aspect on page 52 of the NASA war document talks about the individual targeting by the use of pathogens, our genes. And then the final note on page 52, again, is long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe by the use of bioweapons. Now, as we're being hit with all of this shock and awe and the use of bioweapons, we're being literally moved and relocated in the United States right now. And what do I mean by that? We are seeing the Wildlands Project escalate, where they're relocating forced transformation of the United States and the relocation of all Americans into cities to comply with the environmental policies and the reduction of CO2 emissions. And this is mandated by the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty. Now, we need, obviously, to re-educate those that are coming out of college now, because they seriously believe in the false science. I think I would certainly point everyone to the report from Iron Mountain, where that report clearly talks about the scheme to reinvent a fear that would be equal to war. And they had to manufacture that replacement of fear. And they talked back in the early 60s how they would literally pollute the environment, Joyce. They would bring up the pollution to such an extent that they would have people so fearful that in a generation and a half, they said, so from 1961 to 1991, and that is when we started seeing massive media propaganda on global warming, and that's now wafted into climate change. More importantly, I think everybody is realizing that politicians, policies, our government is making absolutely no sense at all. And don't stop with your questioning there, because it is not. And I would highly recommend everyone that is listening to download this book, It's called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired federal judge Dale. I'm going to refer very quickly to a segment in the book, and then I'm going to get into the water wars, because this is going to rock our worlds as this continues to occur. In The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, there is a section that I'm going to recommend everyone download and present to all of your city councils that are all incorporated, all of your county board of supervisors. You're presenting this information primarily to those that are attending. And it's a section in the book, and it's about a Supreme Court decision called Bond, B-O-N-D, versus the United States. We've been given literally a gift by this decision by the Supreme Court in 2000. And generally, this decision tells us that we as people are not corporations, and that the states and the government are corporations. And it says in here that the corporations are privately owned businesses, meaning that the corporate United States belongs to one or more private individuals, and also governed by a board of directors. Goes on, the state and federal government is a corporation, and therefore Congress, state legislators, city councils, municipalities, and all state and federal courts are corporate entities posing as constitutional branches of government. Wow. We, of course, realize with the extension of the national state of emergency, which is extended every single year, we are no and have not for since 1933 and even before, have not been under a constitution. It's been buried under reams of red tape. And what this Bond versus United States, it's in the section of Judge Dale's book, The Great American Adventure, under the sovereign citizen. We've been taking this to the city councils because it says this: the court went on to define that local, state, and federal law enforcement officers were committing unlawful actions against the people by the enforcement of laws that are, and they are personally liable for their actions. I wish that everybody would download this. Please read this. Please understand this is where you do not consent, because it's extremely important to understand that the corporate construct that we have been falsely believing as a government is a fiction. It doesn't exist. We're following the dictates of something that's not real. And the only way that all of this, as far as the government is concerned, with the false identity of representation, can continue is if all of us continue to believe that we have a representative government. We don't. So go to stopthecrime.net. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can. What happened?
Okay, we're having a power outage right now.
Oh,
and
okay.
So the power is out,
okay.
And I can't see. I have no lights.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to call for some help here to get a flashlight.
Okay.
Okay, it just went back on. No, it's flickering. While it's flickering, I want to just tell everybody what I don't need to read. We're here in Northern California, about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And our utility company is Pacific Gas and Electric. The acronym is PG&E. And if everyone types in PG&E and Rothschild, you will find that PG&E is controlled by Rothschild. And we went on a two-day water tour just last week here in Northern California. And Sonoma County, we discovered, has an extremely large river called the Russian River. It does run by Bohemian Grove, and it is fed by the Eel, E-E-L, River, and which joins to a reservoir called Lake Pillsbury,
Okay, when we come back, let's start with that. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares. Go ahead and get your flashlight and get set up. Sounds like it's most interesting there. That's why people need a landline, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after, or one without an electrical component to it. We'll be back after this. 4 minute break. Stay tuned. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasite set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Caring about your world. 24 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Deborah Tavares today and the issue of water. Go ahead. You went on a tour, and what did you find, Deborah?
It's horrific and horrifying. It was put together by environmental agencies. And I'll get into more detail in a moment, but what I wanted to point out is that we discovered during this tour that PG&E owns the water rights to the water source that serves Sonoma County, and then the water is being piped down to Marin. And what we discovered is the pipe from Sonoma County is being increased from a 30-inch pipe to a 42-inch pipe covertly. People are accusing Sonoma County of bleeding the water out of our groundwater basins, shipping it to Marin, because Marin, which is just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, is slated for massive smart cities that they're building there, hundreds and hundreds of stacked small units. This, again, as I opened up the show, is representative of the largest transformation and relocation in American history. Because as everyone knows, in the YouTube that I have up that I would recommend everybody watch, who is running America and the cap? Who is running America and the cap? Our cities are all incorporated. They do not serve us. They're taking grants. They're signing contracts. They're indebting us beyond our wildest of imaginations. And one of the most significant aspects of this water tour, and I actually need to do a separate show on it because it is absolutely so outrageous, is all of the production that is being done to the streams for fish ladders, millions upon millions of dollars, $60 million in a 10-mile stretch along a dry creek area that they had a speaker during the tour that was a Native American, and he said that that land had originally belonged to them, and they were relocated into a small area. And he welcomed all of us to his land. And he said, you've never had a formal introduction to our country. Mm-hmm. And it was just unbelievable. I have yet to add up the millions and millions and millions of dollars that are being buried in wasted money. One area along the California coast, about a half hour or so north of San Francisco, they're building levees and dikes, and they're creating over 1,000 acres of wetlands. When we go to our vector and mosquito control center here in Northern California, they tell us that is the most difficult area with all of the diseases now that they're finding in the mosquitoes. Not only West Nile virus, but dengue and yellow fever has been reported now being discovered in the mosquitoes. They're creating wetlands throughout the United States. In fact, the wetlands are the lands that they are bringing into these water and land trusts so that human access can be denied and this can be restricted. And certainly these are other ways in which they will spread their bioweapons and germ warfare on the United States and within the United States.
You know, let me just add that I think we need to mention the history of the United States government with dengue fever and Rift Valley and all the kinds of things that they have been testing in the past. I mean, they didn't test this just so they could say, oh, well, we did it, and now it's done. I mean, all this has been leading up to where we are today.
That's absolutely correct, Joyce. I really, as I said, I really recommend that everyone download The Great American Adventure. You're hearing my backup battery in the background. We're still without power. I also wanted to acknowledge what James Traficant said. That's part of Congressional Record. As you know, James was killed in a tractor accident on September 27th here just recently,
yes.
Only a couple of days before Dr. Stan Monteith passed away. Mm-hmm. But James Traficant has a very, very important statement. You can download it from stopthecrime.net. Just type in the search bar at the top of our website, James Traficant, and you can download this. This is a reality. It's an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933. And it goes in detail. But I want to jump into these water issues because we discovered on the Department of Interior website, first, all of the agencies, the EPA, the Department of Interior, the Fish and Game, all of these agencies are incorporated. They do not serve us. They are all working on the agenda
That's right. On the agenda to control us, the privatization and to control us. That's right. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. StopTheCrime.net.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And, boy, do we believe in that at the Power Hour. I want to remind you, Grown by Nature is on special. If you didn't hear the program yesterday, you'll be fascinated, I think, with Dr. Eric Llewellyn's discussion of the use of vitamin C. And he says that maybe 2 to 3 of the tabs in the vitamin C grown by nature, which are a food vitamin C, are the appropriate amount that we might want to be taking during these times. Also, the purifier and the heater. Rosie was just telling me this morning that she had her heater on. And I'm telling you, the heater by Better Air is amazing. And it is not one that you're going to have to replace every 3 months either, because it works and they make sure it works. Also, Willard Water on special, the vitamin D sale, the Nutiva hemp oil. And remember, if you buy one Arthritis Formula Time Challenger, you'll get a mineral complement for free. Also, cloves, mustard seed, and Cajun spice are all on special. Those are the special spices today. Outsmart your cancer, because we will be talking to Tanya Harder Pierce on the program. And remember, you can get monthly programs of the Power Hour on MP3s for $25. Or you can order today's program with Deborah Tavares, which many, many, many of you order, at $5 per hour. Or it goes up from there, 2 hours, $8, or 3 hours, $10. And Deborah Tavares is our guest today. StopTheCrime.net. There are a number of good websites. StopTheCrime.net, ReviewsSmartMeters.com, ToxicSky.org, and ToxicDrinkingWater.org. Go ahead, Deborah, please continue.
Yes, I wanted to alert everybody to the Department of Interior. They have maps of potential water conflicts by 2025. These maps have keys on them. This is very, very disturbing. They show areas of anticipated conflict due to unmet country or rural water needs. Conflict potentials, as indicated on this map that are color-coded, as being conflict potential for moderate conflict, substantial conflict anticipated areas, and conflicts that are considered and identified as highly likely. Now, on and I wanted to tell everyone that's listening, you can find all the documents that I'm referring to right now on the Water Wars link of StopTheCrime.net. You can type it in the search bar at the top of the website or scroll down right under the masthead of StopTheCrime.net and click on the Water Wars link. Please download these links. In a moment or two, I'm going to be talking about unbelievable documents we need your help to get downloaded. However, the OWL Foundation talks about an area here in Northern California. They tell us that Sonoma County here in California and Marin counties are clearly identified as having dark yellow status for conflict. The Department of Interior interprets this risk as substantial. Go on to say that, in fact, not only is there a substantial risk for water conflict, the risk is calculated as being the same as Klamath County. Conflict has already commenced in Klamath County, and people have been shot and shot at. Now, this is the Department of Interior using algorithms, computer data, to determine how many people will refuse having their rural country wells monitored, regulated, and smart metered. And right here in California now, there is new legislation that is going to require monitoring of rural country wells. They've identified rural country wells as being the primary user of groundwater. That is not true. They're saying that the rural country properties are using more water than even the vineyards. And we know and have been told that for every one cup of wine, it takes 32 to 34 cups of water to produce it. I wanted to also mention that right now here in Northern California, we are in a 20% required water reduction. We have water police combing the streets between 4:30 and 6:30 in the morning using apps that connect to their iPhones. They can anonymously send in culprits that have any water runoff from their properties to code enforcement. They are saying that they're using the carrot first rather than the stick. But the stick would be a fine, I'm understanding, $500. Ultimately, if that person violates it again, the water would be turned off. Now, I want to tell everyone, the next phase of drought, which is engineered, this is a deliberate alteration of our climate. We know that. Geoengineering is the large-scale, deliberate manipulation of the global climate. But here in Northern California, we do have a drought as a result of this intentional weather modification. And 20% reductions are required right now. Phase 3, a stage 3 drought, will require 30% reductions, where we will be prohibited of having or growing or watering any land of grass, any area of grass, either commercial or industrial, at any time, day or night. We will also be prohibited from planting new annual plants and vegetables. When we are in a 30% drought reduction requirement, no planting of vegetables. I also want to tell you that the drought, this is a an article, February 22nd, 2014, The feds cut the water to the Central Valley farmers here in California, the San Joaquin Valley, to zero. Says that the Central Valley farmers took a crippling blow when the U.S. officials made the unprecedented announcement that they would get no irrigation water from the federal government this year because of the drought. Now, the farmers are resorting to drilling more wells to access groundwater pumping. They're already using the villainous language. Anyone that has a well, they're calling them too many straws in the ground, that we are mining and exploiting what should be a shared resource. Already, the case is being made here after the Napa earthquake that because of the reduction of groundwater, the ground will become more unstable and there will be more earthquakes. So the city people are going to be angry at everyone that's in the rural areas using a well because they're going to be and have been told already that we are the ones that are contributing to earthquakes and that we're taking their water. It should be shared. It gets worse. There was a press release out of Davos, Switzerland, back in January of 2012. The World Bank, Rothschild, Coca-Cola, and again, Veolia, which is also Rothschild, V-E-O-L-I-A, worked quietly in the sidelines along with Nestle. They're privatizing the water, and they were targeting countries like Mexico, Jordan, India, South Africa to shape global governance processes. And this was just their trial run at privatizing the water supply. This press release, again, is under the Water Wars link of StopTheCrime.net. I want to move in to the unspeakable document that was discovered out of Oxford, England. And I would recommend that everybody think in these terms. We are a massive global corporate structure. We're United States, Inc. In fact, you can type in United States on Dun and Bradstreet, D-U-N, Bradstreet, all one word, .com. You will find that the United States is incorporated, as well as all of these other agencies that I'm talking about. And that will help you to find documents, because without knowing that, the word U.S., the word water market, USA, may not be as important to you as understanding we are a market, and as such, this is representative of marketing. So we discovered out of Oxford, England, the Global Water Intelligence Report. It's a sample document. We were unable to get to the entire document. They pulled the link off of their website after they saw people scouring around there. But we have a good portion of this document. I'm going to go over some of it now because it is horrific. This is the plan to privatize the water in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere. Again, it's entitled Water Market USA by Global Intelligence, a free download from StopTheCrime.net. It says Water Market USA is the most ambitious market report yet published by Global Water Intelligence. It goes on to talk about all the accompanying documents that the EPA has supplied them. The EPA is working to privatize the water supply. I'm going to quickly just jump off this report and remind everyone that at the end of August, there was a representative out of Washington, D.C. that discovered secret EPA water maps. Those maps are up on our website. The EPA is expanding water rights of riparian corridors. Again, this is doublespeak. This is how they trick us. People can't pronounce riparian, let alone most people don't even know what it means. It means waterways. And they're identifying even ditches, even seasonal creeks that may only run for 2 months out of the year as restricted, increased takeover of waterways on private properties. And in fact, this particular legislator was stunned to find out that North Dakota was mostly entirely restricted by EPA's definition of riparian corridors. Again, on StopTheCrime.net, EPA restrictions. Look that up. This is exceedingly important. We're being subdued right now in so many ways. I'm now back onto the Water Market USA. What is important is they tell us that the infrastructure reinvestment, that the utilities, the utility companies had been prepared to delay network rehabilitation. Now, I told you that up here in Northern California, PG&E is run by Rothschild. PG&E was represented in 1992 at the Earth Summit to be set up as the template and the model for all of the other utilities across the United States. So they've delayed their network rehabilitation. We're now in a reality where the infrastructure is decaying, and we're going to have to spend much money there. They know that. And with the expense of all of the biodiversity standards that the EPA is going to require, they're intentionally draining what money all of our public water agencies have, so that then private-public partnerships, a.k.a. the banking team, can move in the corporate structure. They go on to talk about the impact of scarcity and growing demand and that fixed renewable water supply. They tell us that industrial and agriculture water demand is no longer growing. The problem for the U.S. is twofold. Firstly, domestic water demand is rising in parts of the country that has the lowest natural water availability, and aquifers are being drained significantly faster than they are being replenished in many parts of the country, and that is unsustainable. They're talking about now the trading of water rights and the increasing of water treatment systems. I'm going to jump to another document very quickly because I'm talking about water treatment systems. This goes back into the Iron Mountain Report, where we were told that everything would be poisoned to create fear. And this is extremely important to understand what has occurred. Over many decades, there have been injection wells strategically located throughout the country. There are over 680,000 underground waste injection wells nationwide. And it's important to understand, what are these? Well, it says over the past several decades, U.S. industries have injected more than 30 trillion gallons of toxic liquid deep into the earth using broad expanses of the nation's geology as an invisible dumping ground. Goes on to say that no company would be allowed to pour such dangerous chemicals into the rivers or the soil. But until recently, scientists and environmental officials had assumed that deep layers of rocks beneath the earth would safely entomb the waste for millennium, but that is not true. They were mistaken. Goes on to say records from desperate corners of the United States now show that these injection wells drilled to bury this toxic waste deep beneath the ground have repeatedly leaked, sending dangerous chemicals and waste gurgling to the surface, and on occasion seeping into shallow aquifers that store significant portions of our nation's drinking water. There are over 680,000 underground waste injection wells nationwide, and more than 150,000 of these wells are already causing problems. They're gurgling up these toxins to the surface and poisoning our water
wow.
supply and our aquifers. And this is a quote now in this document, again, on stopthecrime.net. You can get to this information. They talk about how they've interviewed key experts, and they've acknowledged the idea that injection rested its safety claims on science, but it has not kept pace with reality and oversight that did not always work. Well, again, the Iron Mountain Report tells us that they would poison the earth in every way, the land, water, and our food supply. This is another way in which they've done that. This is a quote in that report, in that document. It says, quote, in 10 to 100 years, we're going to find out that most of the underground water supplies are polluted, said Mario Salazar, an engineer who worked for 25 years as a technical expert with the EPA's underground injection program in Washington. He said a lot of people are going to get very sick and a lot of people may die. Now, these injection wells are not what we're now hearing about fracking, but that's in another document that I'm going to hurry and get to. I'm looking at the time, Joyce. Really got to rush through this. Okay, so I'm talking about this U.S. water market document out of Oxford, England. It's talking about the use of engineering firms. They say the one common thread that weaves its way through our fragmented public water system. Fortunately for us, up until now, the public water system in the United States has over 51,000 public water agencies that serve our communities. And that has represented a difficult takeover. But what they say here in this document is it makes it a very difficult takeover because of the fragmented public system. The one unifying force that leaves its signature at every level and at every corner of the water industry in the United States are the consulting engineers. The top 20 firms are the key to the water market that define the procurement system. They take the lion's share of the capital expenditure, and the engineering firms set the direction of the United States water system.
Okay, let me stop you there, because I want to get to what the point is of all of this. I mean, I want to talk about the several points that you're making, but when we come back from the break, we've got 3 minutes left, and I want to summarize what all this means. If people have missed the first part of the program, they probably are not able to put this all together. So when we come back from this three-minute break, we're going to ask Deborah Tavares, what does all this mean, where is it going, and are there any action items for you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Power Hour. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and sharing this information. A lot of you purchase every one of the recordings that Deborah Tavares does, because it is such unique information. You just cannot find it anywhere else. She has been really in-depth in the issue of California water. And I have to ask you, to summarize all of this up, we're in the final segment, but what does this mean for California? People are not allowed to plant food there. They're not allowed to take care of their animals. I mean, what is the reality of this? Are people responding? Are they rioting?
Well,
but we don't hear about it.
Let me address that, because this is not only going to be happening in California. We know that the weather is controlled globally. This is backed by the reality that they've put us into a drought. So they're seizing up on this drought to privatize the water systems out of the crisis. What they're doing here in conjunction with the climate action plans, remember, go and watch the YouTube, Who is Running America and the CAP. Again, they're redundant, multiple plans in play right now. The farmers and ranchers here now are having and have been having to truck in their water. They've been having to truck in feed for their animals. But in the climate action plans, they're considered sprawl and unsustainable. So they're being hit with the idea that if they consent with signing on to these land trusts and water trusts, which is really going to escalate throughout the country now. Again, this is a massive land and water grab. This is land theft, all through weaponized weather warfares, as well as a de facto corporate government system. The plans for seizing the United States water supply are on stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars link. Download it. We have highlighted this document. There's another document, Joyce, by Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs tells us they're taking a deep dive into water. They're coming after our public water agencies throughout the country. Goldman Sachs, at the end of this document, has a list of all of the contributing private sector corporations that are assisting in the water grab. It includes Starbucks. It includes Intel, General Motors, utility companies, healthcare companies, Coca-Cola, ConAgra, General Electric, DuPont, on and on. So what do people do with this information? They download it, because it's most important to understand what you will be seeing. And take this to your water agencies. Take these to your incorporated city councils. Talk about these documents. Educate yourself on how this is coming down so that you will be able to alert your neighbors, because they're coming after rural country properties now. They're going to limit the ability for wells to produce water, because they're telling us this is going to cause earthquakes. Well, I can tell you, you need to find out where the injection wells are in your area. The injection wells are causing earthquakes. This is all part of what was planned. And we have a document, again, on stopthecrime.net, earthquakes. It's entitled Earthquake Hazard Associated with Deep Well Injections, a report from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Remember, we must start identifying the terrorists within our country. It is the Absolutely. De facto corporate system, and all of the de facto corporate government agencies are in trouble.
De facto corporate system, ladies and gentlemen. You're not a corporation. They are. And what does that mean? Well, I think you've heard that a lot on this program. It is very important to understand that. Thank you, Deborah Tavares, and thank you for continuing on with the show with no electricity and doing that with the distraction in the background there. You were great. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Everybody, please go to stopthecrime.net Water Wars. Thank you.
Yes, stopthecrime.net Water Wars. You all have a blessed day. We will see you tomorrow. It's all about the truth. And please, don't give up. Don't stop. And like Renee said, you know, this is a blessing in disguise. Nurses, stand up and speak. Tomorrow, Al Whitney will be talking about flu shots, and Tanya Harder Price. Have a blessed day.